From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Leaders of the G20 major economies are in the final day of their summit in the South Korean capital, Seoul, amid continuing disagreements over currency policies. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports from Seoul.
One big concern is that tension in the currency markets, where some countries are worried about a loss of competitiveness, might spill over into trade conflict, with governments raising new barriers to imports. The final communique will no doubt include a promise to refrain from such action, but the temptation to restrict trade is strong for leaders who face problems of persistent unemployment at home. And that pressure could be aggravated by currency movements that create new problems for businesses that have to compete in international markets.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in Seoul. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Israel's security requirement will be fully considered if and when the peace talks with the Palestinians resume.
We're both very committed to it. I know, and I've said repeatedly that the Prime Minister and President Abbas are both very committed to the two-state solution, and we're going to find a way forward.
Clinton was speaking after a meeting in New York with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says his country is serious about returning to the negotiations.
This is our common goal. We're quite serious about doing it, and we want to get on with it.
Netanyahu refused President Obama's request to continue the ban on the construction of Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem. The settlement issue has stalled the talks since last year. President Obama is calling for inclusive government in Iraq after Sunni-backed lawmakers walked out of a parliament session to consider power sharing. But the Sunni bloc is angry over a policy barring three of its members from government positions because they served under Saddam Hussein. The White House says the president is stressing the need for all the winning blocs in Iraq to hold leadership posts in the new government. Religious groups were a small factor in mobilizing voters for the midterm elections. And as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, a new survey by Pew Research Center found that few people received information from religious sources.
Over the past decade, evangelical megachurches and religious advocacy organizations got conservative voters to the polls. But in 2010, according to the Pew survey, those groups were barely a factor. Among voters who attend worship services at least once a month, only 16% said they found information about candidates or hot-button issues in their churches. That's down from 25% in the last midterm election. Only 6% said that their clergy urged them to vote one way or another. Those that did favored Republicans over Democrats. And only 6% said they were contacted by religious groups about the election, suggesting that the economy well overshadowed religion as an issue this time. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Gay rights advocates say they hope that the findings of a Pentagon study this week will encourage Congress to repeal the ban on openly gay troops. Less than 30% of the troops surveyed said that repealing the ban would have a negative effect. Opponents say the study itself is biased and that results were leaked to the media to manipulate the debate over the issue. Defense Secretary Robert Gates ordered the review in February to prepare for an eventual lifting of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, but the Obama administration is asking the nation's courts to stay out of the matter. Oakland, California is now the nation's largest city that's being run by an Asian-American woman. From member station KQED, Joshua Johnson reports that City Councilwoman Jean Kwan has claimed a narrow victory in the mayor's race.
Mayor-elect Kwan's to-do list includes fighting crime with a shrinking police department, sparking the local economy, and regulating one of Oakland's growing industries, medical marijuana. On a local morning show, she said she's proudest not of her race, but of defeating a well-funded opponent, former state senator Don Parada.
I think it's a victory for really grassroots organizing in the city that people are willing to take on what people have seen as a political machine. I hope to use that movement, by the way, just to continue organizing the city.
Kwan got just over 50% of the vote with Oakland's new ranked choice system, where voters rank their top three candidates. Parada conceded defeat, but says he would have won with a conventional voting system. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Johnson in San Francisco.
Asian stock markets are lower on gloomy outlook on the European debt crisis. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index is down 105 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.